travel on The Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Nothing quite says I love you like a Ryanair gift card. The perfect gift for couples.
Now, with the business Christmas travel period just ahead of us, we're joined with the latest updates by Paula Keneally, travel editor of the Irish Independent. Paul, good morning.
Good morning.
And it does really ramp up, doesn't it? And fairly quickly.
It's starting to happen already. Bit by bit, you'll see it just getting busier and busier at the airports. I reached out to see which would be the busiest days. And Dublin is saying that the 19th, the Friday and the 28th after Christmas will likely be its busiest days with well over 100,000 passengers on each. There's another company, an online travel agent on the beach, saying December 23rd is takeoff Tuesday. So that's for people who aren't coming in for Christmas. They're heading out to avoid the whole thing.
They're going to the sun, ideally, yeah.
Yeah, they're saying 17% to Lanzarote, 12% to Tenerife. So the normal winter sun destinations, December the 23rd. So some can do that. But look, the advice here is it will get busy. Book your parking in advance. Arrive 2 hours before a short-haul flight, 3 hours before a long-haul flight. And if you're coming in or you're passing through an airport for Christmas and you're bringing prezzies in your hand luggage, don't wrap them.
Because they might be unwrapped by the security.
And all of your careful craftsmanship will be undone. And the other tip that sometimes people forget is that you can't bring crackers onto aircraft.
As the gunpowder in the snap. Now, not everyone's heading for the sun. Some people are heading north.
Yeah, there's a lot going on at the moment, and this is going to be one of the busiest years we've actually seen for air travel, despite all the chats you've had over the year about the passenger caps and whatnot. Cork's going to have its busiest year ever, so is Knock, Ireland West. And Aer Lingus has got several new routes over the winter. Tromso has just taken off from Dublin Airport, so that's in Norway. That's its first route to Norway. And what it's pitching there is the ski slopes, they will be under floodlights, remember, because this is quite far north, and then the possibility of seeing the northern lights. And it's also got new routes from Cork to Prague and coming up from December 20th to Geneva.
Now, I remember I got a passport card a few years ago. It's now out of date, so I haven't renewed it. Yeah. I must do, because it's being accepted more and more.
It is indeed, yeah. Ryanair has accepted this for ages, but it's only recently that Aer Lingus has started accepting the Irish passport card and EU national IDs for online check-in. So that's important. When you're booking a flight, you don't need any ID, but when you're checking in, you do. And up until now, for the online check-in, they only allowed the actual physical passport. Look, the main thing to remember here is that whatever you check in with, whether it's the card, the ID card or the passport, that is the document you bring to the airport.
Okay.
So don't switch in between.
All right. By the way, we know Ryanair are doing everything online now. It's going to be on your phone, not in your hand. What about Aer Lingus? Are they still paper boarding cards?
They still do it, yeah. Although they will tell you, like everybody else, that the direction of travel is towards online at lightning fast pace. They just put a load of new kiosks in Dublin. I don't know if you passed through recently, but you will have seen those. They're sort of newer, slimline ones. So when you do the online check and boom, and you put your bag up, there's hardly a human involved unless you want there to be. But they do indeed still accept the paper.
Now, Ireland West, or Knock Airport, has reached the venerable age of 40.
Yeah, time flies, pun not intended, but that's the way it just came out. I was in Mayo the other week, and I said I'd drop in just to catch up and see how everything is going, because it's going to be doing a big rollout for 40 anniversary next year. It's coming close to 1 million passengers.
Okay.
And I think when you saw the RT clip of Jim Fahey back interviewing Monsignor Horan back in the day with the diggers in the background to get to the place where, you know, he would have welcomed President Biden and Pope Francis and had close to 1 million passengers, a lot of people would have been surprised. But there it is. And it's got it's got far fewer routes than the other airports, 22 destinations. It does have its 10 euro departure fee, but people who use that airport just love it. And it's a real kind of stress-free counterpoint. Yeah. The terminal is small. I parked and timed my walk from the car to the terminal at 91 seconds.
Okay. Time was when that was like that in even Cork, which has become busy. It's still not bad in Shannon.
Cork is the second busiest after Dublin. It's going to have 3.4 million passengers this year. And then Shannon and then Ireland West. That's the way they go. But so they're all on a roll, respectively speaking. And there was a lot of talk. You remember when we came out of the pandemic and there was that crush at Dublin Airport that we would spread travel regionally. And it's been slower than expected, but it is happening.
Now, Shannon is going to go all green with a PV farm,
basically.
Well,
I think this is great. They've launched officially, now this has been up for a little while, but the first airfield located, so literally on the footprint of the airport, the solar PV farm, and it says that that's going to power 20% of its annual electricity as it goes forward. Yeah, so it's good to see that. And Cork has a development plan underway as well, where it's rearranging its security level and it's adding to the footprint, but it's going to add PV as well on top of the car park as shelter. On top of the cars, that'll be cool. So they're all on a bit of a roll.
Now, more developments, airport lounges for everybody if you can afford it. It's not that expensive.
It's not that much. Now, you will remember sort of in not too long ago, flying really lounges were the preserve of business class passengers and people who boarded the plane and turned left. But as airports get increasingly good at monetizing the whole experience, now come the lounge experience. I mentioned Knock. It's got a tiny executive lounge that costs €18 for 3 hours. In Dublin, they are currently renovating all of the lounges. They've got two of them up and running called the Liffey and the Martello. And the other ones, the 51st and Green, which is after pre-clearance, is coming next year, and the T1 lounge next year. So what do you get? Basically, it's dynamically priced, which is a fancy way of saying you don't know what it's going to cost until you go on and you put in the time.
Okay, so the busier it is, the more it's going
exactly.
to cost.
And it starts from €29 for the Liffey lounge, which is the entry-level lounge, and then it starts from 36 or so in the Martello, which is slightly fancier. It has a bartender and a barista, and it has hot food options. But what you get is you pay for that. The morning is the busiest. The afternoon can feel quite civilized. I was in there in an afternoon, loads of seats. It was genteel. It felt like another kind of time flying, but it can get quite full on in the morning times. So you get your 2 hours, you get two complimentary alcoholic drinks, and then it's like cocktails are extra, but they're priced a little bit more reasonably than out in the bars.
And
like
there's a buffet, I presume.
There's a buffet and there's a hot dish. And they do have sort of gluten-free options and things like that. I wouldn't be writing home about the food, but it is, if you go in there with an appetite and you spend the 2 hours and you use the two drinks and you get it for €29, happy days.
Happy days, indeed.
Right? Because you can rack up that kind of price out in the airport bar. Mm. Like I paid over €6 for a croissant there not too long ago. So anyways, the way you can buy the fast track, you can buy the drop and go parking, and now you can buy the lounges too.
Okay, now Ryanair has a program called Prime, or indeed it had.
It had. If you have signed up for Prime, you're good to go for another several months. But if you remember last March, and Ryanair members have been calling out for a loyalty scheme or a membership scheme for ages, saying, why doesn't Ryanair do that? The likes of, Aer Lingus has its Avios and all sorts have different arrangements. And it said, we'll give this a go. And the way it did it was, for a €79 fee for a year, it would then give you access to some exclusive sales. It would give you travel insurance and it would give you 12 free seat reservations. So it said, here, we're going to limit this to 250,000 people. Several months later, only just over 50,000 have signed up, and it scotched it because it said it was costing it more than it was making. Now, it had, I wrote about this a couple of months ago, that the 12 free seat reservations were only in specific rows. The travel insurance was only for Ryanair flights. The sales kind of depended on whether you could travel in those windows. So there was a bit of that going on. But I think, as another observation on this, Ryanair is really good at failing quickly when something doesn't work. And if something does work, it'll keep it. Yeah.
Finally, if you want a job as an Emirates cabin crew member, what do you do?
Well, if you want to travel for a living, I suppose, Emirates has a cabin crew open day in Cork coming up on the 15th, and posts. Basically, you go along, you do the interview. There's a few things. You have to be over 160 centimetres tall. You have to be aged over 21. No visible tattoos in uniform. A few bits and pieces like that. But get this, the jobs include accommodation and a tax-free salary. Based in Dubai, and discounted travel, not just for yourself, but for family and friends.
Sounds pretty good. If you're young and adventurous, do it for a couple of years and enjoy it. All right, Paul O'Connell, travel editor with the Irish Independent, thank you very much for joining us.